Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, Christmas is just around the corner, and I'm sure many of you have made your list of last-minute things that you need to take care of, and hopefully one of those items is planning your last Advent family activity as well. You know, we've been talking about the Advent wreath for the past 3 or 4 weeks and how that we can use it to teach our kids some great truths about God. And remember that if you've missed any of our broadcasts, you can listen to them online at our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Feel free to download them and work through them as a family together. Well, Bruce, are you ready for the big day?
No, I still have 5 days. What's the big rush?
That's good.
I don't think that the last few days before Christmas are the busiest of all and the greatest time to get sales. I'm waiting for them to come down another 10%. You know what I'm saying here? And but this is a time where we got lots of places to go, people to see, and we want to try to get the most we can out of this happy time of year.
Well, I don't know about you, Bruce, but I certainly could use a little peace and quiet in my life right now.
Well, couldn't we all? I mean, it is a time of hustle and bustle, and maybe that's why the fourth candle of the Advent wreath is often referred to as the candle of peace.
Well, you like how I set that up for you there, Bruce.
Yeah, you're doing great.
But once again, I'm guessing that the peace it symbolizes isn't probably a break from the holiday hustle and bustle, am I right?
Yeah, you're right, Cap. And Isaiah 9:6 is a verse that we want to try to memorize together this week. We find the familiar verse. It says, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace."
Well, Bruce, we often hear the phrase peace on earth this time of year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wonder if everyone who is saying it understands what it truly means. You know, many times I think that they're referring to peace between nations, but that's not the case, is it?
No, you're right, and many people do think of that. Really, it's referring to the peace that exists and the potential of peace that exists between God and man. You know, when we're born in darkness, when we're born in sin, we are in essence at war with God. And God sent his son, God the King, sent his son, Jesus, the Prince, to come to earth to die on the cross so that he could reconcile us, so he could save us, so he could restore the relationship between God and man, and in essence bring peace between us and God the Father. And of course, when we have peace between ourselves and God, we can have peace between other people, and peace between other people brings peace among nations. Peace among nations brings that peace on earth.
Well, Bruce, how can we help our kids learn and apply this truth?
Well, I think forgiveness is a key way to for them to see how we can experience peace in the family. And as we have experienced forgiveness for our sin in God's eyes because of the death of Jesus, so we should be people who offer forgiveness to those who have wronged us. And forgiveness is a great gift to give to anyone. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
You know, Bruce, as you were talking, I was thinking that probably practicing forgiveness isn't something that's just for our kids, but it's something that we can as parents be doing too.
You betcha. And we as parents need to be modeling that and setting the example by making sure there isn't someone in our own family that needs to be forgiven and needs to be experiencing peace within our own family here during the Christmas season.
Well, Bruce, we've covered four of the candles in the Advent wreath, three purple and one pink, but It looks like we've got one more to go.
And it's the most important one of all, because in the center of the Advent wreath is that white candle, which represents Jesus Christ. And it represents his purity and how his blood that is shed for us will wash our sins as white as snow. And it's in the center because Jesus should be in the center of our lives. And I want to encourage us as parents who might be following this Advent wreath to spend some time lighting the Christmas Christ candle before opening of gifts, either on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, and to just help keep the focus on the Christmas day. And I love getting gifts as much as the next guy, but taking a minute or two to remember God's ultimate gift to us is so very important.
Well, it certainly is. And we hope that this journey through the Advent season has been meaningful to you and your family. And next week, we're going to be talking about setting those New Year's resolutions with your kids. But for now, all of us here at House on the Rock Family Ministries want to wish you and your family a truly Merry Christmas. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.